Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Afternoon.
Someone rang up my show yesterday when you started your one, and do you want to hear what they said?
Okay, go on.
You and Scott not get on?
Yeah, we do. Why?
Well, you two seem to be the only ones that don't actually talk to each other.
Oh, I see what you mean. What, at the end of my show and the start of his?
Yeah, Chris talks to Fern on the morning. You talk to Fern when she finishes hers. Scott, to a degree, occasionally talks to Zane when Zane's not having a pop at him about something. But you two never seem to say anything.
See? We do actually talk.
I know. That's the strange thing.
Maybe we should do it more on air.
Well, this is the thing. I explained to him that I said it's because I answer a lot of phone calls when you start, so I can't chat because I'm speaking to the load of listeners.
Ironically, I probably talk to you more than all of the other people that he just mentioned.
That's what I was going to say. In an off-air capacity, we're probably speaking to each other the most.
Okay, let's talk a bit more then.
Well, we don't want to force it, though, do we?
No, that's the thing. I don't know what to say now.
That's it, because I don't want to make it as awkward as your Zane handovers later.
No, you don't.
We don't want to do that.
But
that was all, really.
How was your show?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, good.
What you been up to today?
went on the Right Stuff earlier.
Oh, who was on?
Simon Weston was on.
All right.
And Anne Diamond.
See ya.
Right, bye. Podcast. Loads of Kasabian texts. Rosie in Cheshire, hello. She's going to go and see him tonight. Joe on the M4 is going to go see him Sunday and cannot wait. And good news, Rich in Cheshire's been on saying he saw them in Liverpool. That was a Monday night, and it was his first gig ever, and it was amazing.
The best band that I've ever seen at a big weekend, I think, Kasabian.
Yeah, you said that before. Underdog started us off, and Kesha with Tick Tock. Guess where Becky is today?
Is she on a course?
Presentation she's got today, so she can't be here.
She's got a presentation?
Yes, I don't know
what she's doing a presentation?
Yes, she is.
On what? On what she learned on her course?
Yes.
Hey? Who's she presenting that to?
People. So, she's not here today, so it's just me and thee. Are you alright?
Yeah, we can cope.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
You know.
Oh, what's occurring at 5:30? And Adam's been on saying, what's the big countdown for on the website? That's for our big anti-bullying campaign, Bully Proof. You've been hearing Fern and Greg talk about it all day. Something very special involving lots of Radio 1 DJs and celebs is going to happen on the Radio 1 website and also on all the social networking sites, Facebook, Bebo, Habbo, Twitter. It's all on there at 5:20 on all of them, all right? So make sure you're listening to us and make sure you're logged in at 5:20. I can't say any more than that right now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Oh, where's Timmy Trendy when you need him, eh?
Why?
I'm going to have to rely on you for this.
I'm not sure that's a particularly good idea.
I think Timmy's on a course.
But that's the case with fashionistas, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, there's always something fresh and new to be learned.
It's probably in Milano, darling. Yeah. Anyway, I've seen a few people today wearing these, and I think I want some. And I wish Timmy was here to tell me whether they're bang on trend or not. Ugg boots for boys.
Ugg boots for boys?
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favour.
Why not?
They look really warm. Where have you seen these?
I saw about two people wearing them today.
About two,
yeah.
Wearing Ugg boots for boys?
Yes. And I've just looked this up. Apparently, Leonardo DiCaprio wears them.
Right.
And it says men in Uggs are now quite common.
Right.
And men have been wearing Uggs in Australia for 100 years. And let's not forget, Australia is in the future. So it must be bang on
trend. Why have they been wearing them in Australia? Where have you picked that up from? That can't be right.
It says Australian men have been wearing Ugg boots for well over 100 years. And now they're very popular.
It's really
male
hot.
Male actors, celebrities.
It's really hot in Australia. Why would you wear Ugg boots?
Not in some parts. It's a big country.
Why don't you just get some thick socks?
I've just found a group. Ugg boots are not just for chicks. I'm going to join.
Do you have a picture of a man in Ugg boots?
Yes, I do. Here we are.
And you think this is a look that you...
Admittedly, it is one of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that's not a great look.
It's not. Let me find someone at least kind of a little bit younger and see if they...
You're now going to follow the Rolling Stones fashion sense.
They are? That picture.
Is that Ben Affleck?
Yes, it is Ben Affleck.
Right. Yeah, but that... it's still not a great look.
No?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. You can carry off all sorts of different things, but I'm not sure you'd be able to carry that look off.
Ben Affleck can, do you know what I'm saying? One of our Welsh listeners has been on. Hello, Jack in Cali Duff, who says, Scott, my dad came back from England today and he brought me back some chocolate-covered giant ants. Are these normal over there in England? Yes, they are, actually. Are we just about to tuck into ours now?
Yeah, we always have some,
day?
Don't we, with a cup of tea about now?
Yeah, that's what we always have, just giant chocolate-covered ants, about half four, just a cup of tea, which I know you also have in Wales. But get them in your life, they're brilliant. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
How are you? It's Thursday already, it's flown. Right, it's time for Dear Scott, the PR4 out, and the emails you've been sending this week. Now, do you remember the other week we were hearing from somebody at a bar in America who was just sat there and heard somebody else at the bar talk about Bang On Trend?
Yeah.
And they said to this stranger, what do you mean, as in Timmy Trendy Bang On Trend? And they got chatting and they went on a date in America. Yeah. Right, it's happened again, we're matchmaking.
Dear Scott, there is a girl that I really like, and I've always been wondering how I can catch her attention. About a month ago, we were in my car on the way to the library to study for an exam, and I played some of your podcast on the way there. She was absolutely hooked on your show, and it gave us some brilliant talking points. So I would just like to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being such a brilliant matchmaker. Smiley. Love the show. Laughing smiley. Julian from California.
So we're even finding love for people.
A second couple.
In California now.
Always in America, though, that you're matchmaking.
Yeah. What do you think they talk about? Like, let's say they're driving down the freeway in actual California, and they're talking about, oh, I love it when those old people describe other celebrities.
Mm. Yeah. Stupid Street.
Yeah, I love Stupid Street, man. They're just so stupid. Mm. Is that how the conversation would go, do you think?
Becky.
What, they'd talk about Becky and how brilliant she is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really like to hear the conversation, just to hear the kind of talking points they do bring up.
What, so when they're on a date, you'd like to be there as well?
Just to hear what they say, yeah.
I think that might be slightly uncomfortable for them.
Next one, then.
Hi, Scott. My colleague and I have gone slightly bonkers in the last hour at work and have been seeing how hard we can hit a stack of paper with a wooden spoon and are now making mini models of our boyfriend's bits out of blue tack. Do you think this is normal behaviour for two 20-something-year-old women? And if not, can you suggest anything we can do to stay focused on our work? Love you, Alison X.
Hi, Alison. We've all made bits out of blue tack before. Come on.
I've never made bits out of blue tack.
Everyone's done that.
I've never... What?
Everyone's made one of them out of blue tack.
No.
Anyway, what's that thing you spend on a lot of time on out there when you're killing time at work? There's a game that you play during the show when you're pretending to write the sport.
No.
There must be. I'm sure I've seen you play it.
Well, when one day cricket's going on a lot, and or 2020 cricket, then I go on to stick cricket.
Stick cricket. That's the one I saw you play.
Because that's kind of quite important research. Because it sort of, they have all the squads from all the nations that are involved in 2020.
So it's just like the cricket when it's not on?
It's like the cricket when it's not on, so it's kind of important research. Not for the big teams like Australia and India and England or whatever, because I know them, but, you know, Kenya or Zimbabwe or whatever, or a couple of the Sri Lankans I'm not too sure about. It's very good research.
So for killing time at work, you would suggest stick cricket?
I'd go stick cricket. Has that got me out of there?
Yep, there you are, Alison. Good. Next.
Dear Scott, I wanted to ask your opinion of something I saw in Bournemouth yesterday. Is it right, acceptable, common for old people to play air hockey? I couldn't really believe what I was seeing, so took a picture whilst in shock. Would this be the same as old people eating a Twix or, say, a pepperoni pizza? What do you think? Rob, driving back to Newport.
Old people, air hockey, what do you think?
Well, I think they are allowed to play air hockey.
It would look weird, though.
Well... yeah, but it is quite a good game, is air hockey. I think they've just got to be careful how old they are and that they aren't starting to suffer from brittle bones. Because it can be dangerous, can air hockey, and it does hurt a lot when you get your finger trapped.
Another thing from that email. This has made me realise, I don't think I've ever seen an old person eat a pizza. Think about it.
Right.
You don't. That never happens. I've never seen, like, an 80-year-old man or woman eating a slice of pizza ever.
OK, is this going to be a new... maybe you could challenge some old people to a pizza-eating competition.
And also...
You've challenged them to a game of Nintendo, haven't you?
Yeah.
So maybe now you could challenge them to a pizza-eating competition.
Also, there was
see
a Twix.
See whose teeth fall out first.
There was a Twix mentioned in there. Are they not allowed to eat Twix? Is that a well-known
they,
thing?
They are a bit chewy.
I don't know about that.
OK.
Anyway... It's like when you go to McDonald's with, like, the one that didn't speak took his grandparents there and they weren't happy.
Right.
No knives and forks. Or if you take them to, like, Costa or Starbucks or a coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's too complicated for them. You've got to order at one bit and then go and pick it up from the
yeah,
next
well,
bit.
That's
they just
true.
They want to be kept simple. Mm. That's what they want. Mm. Next.
Hiya, Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, PR4L, etc. Smiley.
Hi.
I was just listening to a podcast and you were talking about parents dating celebrities. I thought you would like to know, especially Becky, that my dad used to go out with Nick Knowles' sister many years ago. His sister not really being a celeb, but he did kind of know the man himself as he lived pretty near the Knowles family. Jealous, Becky? Winking smiley? Love you all, Jasmine off of Maidstone, X.
I don't think Becky would be jealous about that.
Do you?
No. Nick Knowles' sister.
Yeah, but it's a way to Nick Knowles, isn't it?
Yeah, a long way round.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Becky's not here today. She's doing a presentation, but I'll pass that on. Next.
Dear Scott, today in English, we learnt about you. Our teacher was talking to us about how the English language is not the same as it used to be. And she used you as an example, saying that you should use the proper English language and not chav language. Then she started talking about the Radio 4 lady and how we should all talk like her. I just thought that you'd like to know, winking smiley. It was well funny. Love you, Scott, from Harriet in Cheltenham.
Nice one, Harriet, in Cheltenham.
Chav language.
I don't use chav language. Anyway.
Do you know what? I don't think you use chav language either.
Not chav language, we just got our own little speak.
Incorrect language,
yeah.
But not chav language.
But if you listen to the show all the time, you know all the incorrect things to say and you recognise them. It's like being in a club, you know?
Oh, right.
I'm not bringing
down
the English language.
That's why you do it then, to create a little club.
Chav language indeed. Next.
I have discovered a fantastic way of promoting Timmy Trendy's career. He has already appeared in a Black Eyed Peas track. Surely it is time for his own single. Thanks, Johnny, off Tunbridge Wells, X.
Once again, another one for someone that's not here today. Timmy is on a course, but yes, he has already done a collaboration with the Black Eyed Peas. I think he might be working on more material and the course is just a front.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I'll pass that on. I don't think that Timmy would be too happy that you said he needs to up his celebrity anymore because he's already bang on trend and the status is high.
Yeah.
But I'll pass that on. Anything else you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Mark your email in the subject, Dear Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Are you already wondering? Probably thinking to yourself, what is this thing that's about to appear online? You can see it now at bbc.co.uk/bullyproof. It's also on Facebook, MSN, MySpace, Bebo, Habbo and YouTube and Twitter. So it's all of those it's on, OK? And in the next 3 minutes, you're going to hear the audio of what you can see now. But you must go online. You need to see this, OK? It's people like JLS, Alicia Dixon, Pixie Lott, Chipmunks on there, Dappy, and a lot of Radio 1 DJs with some good advice. Go online. You need to see this. If you can't see it now, you will be able to see it later on. It'll still be up there if you're driving home or whatever, okay? So you don't need to see it right now, but just make sure you see it at some point. All right, you might recognise the first voice, and you might recognise the track that they're doing.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2009.
Who's that?
That is Louis Walsh.
It is Louis Walsh. And what's the track?
It's Baz Luhrmann, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Do you want to hear our version?
I would love to hear it, yeah.
For our bullyproof campaign?
Yeah.
You can see this now online. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2009, wear sunscreen.
Louis Walsh.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it.
The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists.
The rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience.
Trevor Nelson.
I will dispense this advice now.
Dappy.
Enjoy the power and the beauty of your youth.
Oh, never mind. You'll never understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded.
But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now,
Greg,
how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked.
You are not as fat as you imagine.
Alexander Burke.
Don't worry about the future.
It's me,
or worry.
It's me.
But know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum.
Reggie.
The real troubles in your life are apt to be the things that never crossed your worried mind.
The kind that blindside you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday.
Edith.
Do one thing every day that scares you.
Actual Peter Andre.
Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours.
Westwood.
Plus, don't waste your time on jealousy.
Sometimes you're ahead. Sometimes you're behind.
Alicia Dixon, Trevor Nelson.
The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself.
Remember compliments you receive.
Chipmunk.
Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how.
Keep your old love letters.
Joe Wiley.
And throw away your old bank statements.
Greg.
Stretch.
Westwood.
Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life.
The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with the rest of their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't.
Pixie Lot, Reggie 8.
Get plenty of calcium.
Nick Grimshaw.
Be kind to your knees.
Be alert.
You'll miss them when they're gone.
Maybe you'll marry.
Maybe you won't.
Maybe you'll have children.
Maybe you won't.
Maybe you'll divorce at 40.
Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken at your 75th wedding anniversary.
Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either.
Your choices are half chance, and so are everybody else's.
Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the best instrument you'll ever own.
Dance, even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room.
Read the directions. Even if you don't follow them.
Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal. Wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.
Do you like it?
I like it.
It's good, isn't it? So that's now at bbc.co.uk/bullyproof or on all the social networking sites. Go have a look. You really do need to see it to kind of get the full effect, but it's really good. Go have a look now.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, it's Thursday. Oh, send me your scores.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, it's you on your own again.
I might win them.
Oh, Becky's doing a presentation. Oh, this is getting annoying.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one, you know Mika?
Yeah, I know Mika.
He came in yesterday.
I know of Mika, I don't know Mika.
He came in, but he was all out of breath.
Right.
He was in a rush because he was doing a gig.
Okay.
Yesterday evening, and he had, like, just a few minutes to spare, okay?
Did you go to the gig?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, right.
Last night, no. Hope it went well, Mika.
Is that because you're banned from what happened the last time you went to a Mika gig?
What was that?
Well, we can never talk about it, can we?
Oh, yeah, we don't.
Oh, was it not a gig? Was it a showcase? I can't remember.
That was about 3 years
ago. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mika comes in, and all day we're racking our brains, me and the one that doesn't, thinking of games to play with Mika, right? So we got it down to these three. Number one idea, Mika's sneakers, where we put something squidgy in Mika's shoes.
Right, and nice,
He has to guess what it is.
Difficult, though, to get his shoes... Oh, see, he'd know that that was going to happen.
Yeah, right, that was my idea.
All right.
Then, number two idea was, who's weaker than Mika, where Mika arm wrestles people.
Okay.
And then eventually, we settled for this one.
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
That's right, it's our new game...
Mika Masala.
Mika Masala. So what we did...
Was that yours or the one that doesn't speak?
That was the one that doesn't.
Yeah.
What we did was we got some super hot curry sauce, right?
Right.
You've got to guess how many spoonfuls Mika would eat. What do you think?
How many spoonfuls of hot curry sauce...
Really hot.
...would... Right.
...would he be able to manage before he can take no more on Mika Masala?
Three.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
Hi, Mika.
Hi.
Do you like curry?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It's a game called Mika Masala, where basically you can choose pot one or pot two.
Pot one.
All I want you to do, this is super hot curry sauce, right?
No way.
How many spoons can you manage?
Get lost, I can't eat any of it. You eat it. I mean, I come into your studio rushing like a madman. You're giving me curry sauce to eat, spoons of chilli paste.
Right, so he's not up for that at all.
Doesn't sound particularly grateful, does he? I mean, you're trying to feed him before he does his gig.
Yeah, what more do you want? Super hot curry sauce? It was more of a paste, really, which may have jammed his mouth up a bit, but who cares? Anyway, so he wouldn't do that at all. It was an absolute no. And when Mika says no, he means it. You don't mess with Mika. So he made me do it. How many spoons of super hot curry sauce would I manage in a game called Mika Masala, but it seems to be Mills Masala now?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Mika Masala on Radio 1. But how many can I manage?
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
One.
Yeah, there's one. He's actually doing it.
Two.
That looks excruciating.
Count them for me.
There's two. There's three. Unless it... Come on, swallow. Four. That is four.
Count.
Four. Why? Why are we watching you eat curry?
Because it's a game.
You said it was a game, but there's no point.
But you didn't play it.
Five. Did he really just vomit it all over the floor? That's disgusting.
How many did I do?
Five. No, you just spat out six.
So, just five. There we are, so five on Mika Masala, which he cleverly turned round to me.
Hi, I'm Mika. And welcome to Mika Masala.
Well, that was short-lived. We won't be doing that again, will we?
I thought you did very, very well there, actually.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Also, if Becky was here, she'd be rolling around the floor with tears in her eyes at some of the stuff that was said during that.
Oh! What's occurring?
Do you think he'll ever play Mika Masala? Do you think he'll ever play ball with us? It's such a great name.
Oh!
I don't want it to be like the first and only episode.
I'm sure next time... I'm sure next time he could... he'll come back and he'd do it again.
Okay. Maybe if we just, like, gave him some actual chicken, we make it Mika's Tikka Challenge or something.
Yeah, there are plenty of other suggestions.
Okay, next one. You know Janet Street Porter?
Yeah.
She moans a lot. If you don't know her, she's... Well, you do know her. She's the one with red hair on TV a lot that goes, And she was in The Jungle a few years ago.
That's Alan Carr's mum.
She was in The Jungle, do you remember?
Yeah.
She moans a lot.
She's a close personal enemy of yours, isn't she?
Well, she's not an enemy.
Okay.
I was on the telly with her yesterday on Channel 5's... Sorry, 5's The Right Stuff with Matthew Wright. And I noticed when she was sitting next to me that before she moans, she makes this noise. That. That's the JSP noise.
Oh, no, I'm not sure I want
to
hear this.
My question to you, on yesterday's Right Stuff on 5, how many times did Janet Street Porter moan about something?
27.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Janet Street Porter having a moan on the Right Stuff yesterday.
I turn on the radio and I hear the government bossing me about. If these dopey women want to parade up and down in their pants and bras, they're a traitor to the sisterhood. Well, David Miliband.
Here's a little song I wrote. might want to sing it note for note, don't worry.
Well, I mean, pass the sick bag.
Be happy, don't worry, be happy now.
If we look at men our age, frankly, they look rubbish. You don't want your mate coming in the room looking like, oof, something the cat brought in.
Yeah.
We're making pitiful progress.
Don't worry, be happy now.
What have women achieved? Answer, not a lot. The standards of most students are, like, abysmal.
Be happy.
I just hate it when people like Stephen Fry said the other day, I'm thinking of living in America. Do we really care? There's another reason why women go off sex, which wasn't on your list, and it's the sheer blobby nature of their partner.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Isn't it typical of the incredibly pompous Ed Balls?
Don't worry.
Oh, everything's so bad for you.
Be happy.
In my house in London, I don't have anything that looks like a spare bed.
Why?
But who wants people staying overnight? It is even more ridiculous. Quite frankly, he looks like a Thunderbird's puppet. When I was on I'm a Celebrity and I had Brian Harvey and he was a nightmare and he farted right in my face and I went ballistic.
Don't worry. Be happy.
17 moans there from Janet.
17. When she, you know when she said there was a list of why women went off, you know?
Yeah.
Was that your list?
I didn't create the list.
Oh, right. I wondered who had the list. No, I wondered if you'd arrived at five yesterday and wanted to talk about why women went off it.
No, I didn't, no. Also, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but Janet took a sleeping pill by mistake yesterday before she went on air. And about half an hour before, she was like, oh, God, I'm knackered. I can't do this. Oh, I don't know if I can do it. Oh, I took it by mistake. But then as soon as the camera went on,
oh, she a true
there
pro.
She was moaning again. Anyway, 17
moans. She
needs
to lighten up a bit and get a sunny disposition, doesn't she?
17
really?
Moans. You said 26, but you went anyway.
Thanks
Let me know your
much.
Score, please. 8-1-9. Ta very much.
Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
I do love it so when we get texts that aren't meant for us. This one's just come in. Hey, Mum, hope you're okay. Just cooking pork and chilli sauce like you did for H the other day. Smells lovely. Kiss. And then two texts later, oh, that's rather embarrassing. You're not actually my mum, are you? Evening, Scott. Zoe. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
So Zoe's mum cooked for H?
Yeah.
From Steps?
Yeah, the other day.
What, pork and chilli sauce?
Yeah, he loved it, and she's cooking it now. It smells lovely.
She couldn't text in the recipe, could she? Because I quite fancy pork and chilli sauce.
Oh, you can actually cook, can't you?
Yeah.
Keep forgetting that. Could yeah, you won on Ready, Steady, Cook, remember?
Yes.
You got the plate, I got the flipping mug.
I know, but with hindsight, I would have actually preferred the mug, because that plate is oversized.
Is it?
Yeah, it doesn't go in the cupboard very well.
Anyway, thanks for your mistaken text, Zoe. I quite enjoyed it.
It's but seriously, you could have the...
Are you serious?
Yeah, see, I really fancy doing pork and chilli sauce.
Right, OK, send that in, please, Zoe. She's busy.
Yeah, but, well, she can't be that busy because she's texting in anyhow.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1
podcast. Right, there's a new TV show which I think I might be able to get you on, if you're interested.
Might and be
I
able
think,
to get me on.
I think you'd be great at it.
It's not Meeting the Half, is it?
No.
Right, okay.
It's on
Question Time?
It's on Viva.
So probably not Question Time.
Up your Viva.
Right.
Up your Viva.
Up my Viva.
Up your Viva.
Okay.
That's their slogan.
Oh, is it?
And, it's called...
What did Viva used to be called?
Was it TMF?
Oh, was that with it? Right.
I think so. Right. And it's a kind of show that I imagine some of our listeners do watch. In fact, I have had a couple of emails about it over the last few weeks, mostly students. And it's a show called Dance Off, Pants Off. It started in America.
I think it's actually called, judging by what I can
see. Oh, Pants Off, Dance Off,
yeah.
Sorry. And it's not difficult. All that happens is members of the public go on there and start dancing to one of their favourite tunes. The video of that tune's on in the background. They start with clothes on, they end up with not many. And there's...
So it's a strip show?
It's not really a strip show. It's a dance show, really, but not in the same way that most dance shows are, because they do end up with not many clothes on.
Right.
There's some... I mean, sometimes there's something for everyone on that show, and sometimes it's just horrific.
Right, and why exactly do you think, A, you could get me on this, and B, why would you want me on this?
Well, I just thought it might be something you would do. Maybe lasso, bring that back.
What? You thought it was something I would do?
Yeah. I thought you'd like that. You love a dance in your pants.
I said no to hole in the wall. I'm not gonna do this, am I?
It's just people dancing. You can see some episodes on the website.
How popular do you really think me dancing in my pants would be?
You should see some of the people on it.
Well, that's kind of not answering the question. I can't imagine there would be many worse than me on there.
Also, it's on tonight, actually, 11 o'clock on Viva. There's going to be a celebrity version. This is where I think you can come in, because I'm not sure they've...
What are you doing here? Why are you emailing? What are you emailing?
Nothing.
First up to get 'em down on Pants Off Dance Off tonight, it's Alex, who will be aided and abetted by the Stepladder. And she'll be climbing the charts to the sounds of Lady Gaga.
Oh, dear.
Alex is mysterious about her age, but I'm guessing she's about 21. She's married, loves margaritas, moisturiser and having a good chat. The last time she was naked was yesterday in the car, leading to a 20-mile tailback on the M25.
Yeah, and then she does a little dance.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay.
Right. And then they come on afterwards and go, "Hiya, my name's Caroline, and I really enjoyed my time on Dance Off, Pants Off."
Okay. Why don't you...
No one wants to see that.
I think people would rather see you do it than me do it.
Okay, would it change your mind if I told you the celebrities that are already signed up?
No, it wouldn't, but go on, tell me them anyhow.
Paul Dunan and the Cheeky Girls.
Right, yeah, I still think it's not really for me.
Let me know if you've seen this show, please. 81199. Mark Knox has been on saying, it's well funny, lol. I watch it most nights. Pants Off, Dance Off. The Turkish gram with a mask on was hilarious. I think they have to take a piece of equipment when they're dancing.
Turkish gram with a mask on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma's been on. Watches it most nights in Manchester. It's so bad, it's brilliant. It's a bit like Strictly Come Dancing for students, I'd say.
What, so bad?
Not just for students.
What, you say Strictly Come Dancing is so bad, it's brilliant?
No, I'm just saying it's a dance, you know, it's a dance contest.
Right.
Listen to this bloke.
I'm simply the best, and I just love to get naked. I'm the people's champion. I dance my pants off on Pants Off Dance Off, and I feel tremendous. Thank you.
See, I love it.
Astonishing moves, doesn't it?
Yeah. I saw it once. There was a big guy in a thong. It really scared me. Daniel in Basingstoke.
See, you're laughing at these people, not laughing with them.
I'm not...
What do you mean, are you? Yeah, of course you are.
It's gruesome, but I love it. It says Oz in Portsmouth.
I mean, it's no scientific survey, but it's a good indication. Most people would prefer to see you on it than me on it.
That's not true. And
no,
also,
it is.
Also, we're too late for the celebrity version. It's on tonight at Pure Viva.
What, so it's Paul Dunan and the Cheeky Girls tonight?
I thought that was in filming, but that's already been done. It's on tonight.
Anyhow, you're the celebrity, so you should go on.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hiya.
Hello, who's that?
I'm Kate. I've been on Pants Off, Dance Off.
You've been on it?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I did, I love it. It was great fun. It was really, really good, yeah.
Was it liberating?
It was very liberating. It was wicked. I'd do it again in a shot.
Would you?
How many people watch you when you're actually doing it?
There's probably about four people in the room, and then all the directors or whatever.
What episode were you on? Because we're just looking at old episodes on the website.
I was the haughty girl. So when it says about the shows, it says the show with the haughty girl.
The horsey girl or the naughty girl?
The horsey girl.
Are you a horsey?
Horsey girl, right, okay.
Horsey girl, yeah.
Because you look like a horse or you have horses?
Have horses, wear horses.
Okay, well, we'll look out for you. We're doing an extensive search of the Pants Off Dance Off website now. But do you still watch it? Someone's series links it.
No, I don't. I only watch the show that I was on.
Yeah, of course.
and why did you decide to do it?
Just for a bit of fun, really. You know, quite like taking my kit off. Why not, you know? it was just for fun. It was one of the best things I've done.
Some people are just astonished because they're flicking through the channels about 11 o'clock at night and it's like, whoa, there it is. There's a 70-year-old in nylon tights.
Oh, that wasn't her.
That wasn't her, no.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for some more of your emails that you have been sending in this week on Dear Scott, read out by the PR4L.
And to think somebody was on earlier criticising your grammar.
No, how ridiculous.
I know.
Dear Scott, because of you, I embarrassed myself. The other day, I was with my friends, and I was talking about the song End Credits and how much I liked it. I kept saying that it was by Jason Status. Then I got home and wanted to download it, but couldn't find it. I went onto the Top 40 website and realised they're called Chase and Status. The next time you play their songs, please pronounce your words properly and save me that hassle. Freddie in Los Angeles.
Sorry, Freddie. Yes, it's Chase, C-H-A-S-E, and Status.
Beautifully enunciated there.
Thank you. I will try and enunciate better next time, but thank you for your email off of all the way from Los Angeles.
Jason Status.
Next.
Dear Scott, I'm just looking for an update from Barry Oakey, really. I was wondering if the girl who changed her name to Barry is still going as Barry. She said she planned on keeping the name, but I can see how after the storm that was Barry Oakey passed over, she might want to go back to her old name. Any update would be great. Thanks. John from South Dakota.
Well, Americans are on this week.
Aren't they, yeah.
I really miss Barry Oakey sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't listen to our show then, it was it last year?
No, 2 years ago?
No, it was not 2 years
18 ago. 18 months ago?
Okay, maybe. Where people called Barry...
Summer 2008, wasn't it?
Was it? Okay. Anyway, people called Barry sang popular hits. That's why we called it Barry Oakey. And there was a girl whose surname was Barry.
Wasn't she marrying a Barry? Somebody with the surname Barry or something?
Oh, okay. So, she
so I would imagine she still is a Barry.
Unless they're divorced.
Unless they're divorced, yeah.
Here's a reminder of some of the brilliant Barrys.
Bundum, bleeblum, calzum, lulum.
Give it to me, Barry. Uh-huh.
Don't fear me, baby. It's just Barry.
Voulez-vous que je avec Barry ce soir? Voulez-vous que je avec Barry?
Does that make me Barry?
One of my favourites.
Does that make me Barry?
I'm Mrs. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
You want a piece of Barry?
I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Barry's shameless.
You want a piece of Barry?
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Ticka Ticka Tick Barry.
J.M. Barry wrote Peter Pan. Barry Bethel off the Slim Fast Plan. Barry Chuckle, to me, to you. Barry Sklop will clean your loo. Barry Humphreys, Barry Sheen. On the cover of a magazine. Barry Manilow, what a nose. Barry Cryer, he wrote shows. They had style, they had grace. Barry McGuigan, punch people in the face. Barry, yep, Barry Island too. Barry from EastEnders, we love you. Barry.
Happy times. Barry, mm-hmm. Really happy times. Anyway, maybe if that girl whose name is Barry could get in touch. Some of the Barrys still email us now, you know.
Do they?
Yeah, they do like to, you know, tell us what they're getting up to. Vogue Barry sometimes emails
us. How famous changed them.
Ticketick Barry sometimes emails Becky. Yeah, it's good.
We were going to do Sydney Oakey, weren't we? Or Seychelles Oakey.
So we can go to Sydney or the Seychelles. No, yeah, that's... that might be... it's not happened, has it?
No.
It's not going to happen now.
There's still time, isn't there?
Right, next one, please. Thank you, PR4L.
Dear Scott, I think that either you or Chappers should do the voiceover on Takeshi's Castle. The man that does it now is boring. Love, Molly, 13, Devon.
Thanks, Molly. That's on challenge a lot, isn't it?
He's not boring. It's Craig Charles, isn't it?
Storm Takeshi's Castle. General, come on, seize the day! Let's get the ball rolling with the ever-so-impressive three-foot structure that is the Great Wall.
Is he off of Coronation Street?
Yeah, and Six Music.
Yeah, him, I know him, yeah.
Trust me, Molly, he isn't boring.
No, he's far from boring, Molly.
Yeah.
But I think that's an old show. I don't think they make it anymore.
Don't they?
No.
Well, we are available to revoice it, aren't we? I mean, we've got some big voiceover credits behind us.
Yeah, when sport goes bad.
Yeah, Dating in the Dark.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of the big hitters on Bravo and Living.
Mm. So, you know, let's put it out there. Get in touch. Next.
Dear Scott, every time anyone ever mentions Lloyd anything, I automatically think of Little Lloyd and start singing his theme songs. Whatever happened to Lloyd? Have him back on. He can do the sport instead of Chappers. Lots of love from Canada, XO Monica.
I have to admit, when
is that
they go,
from Lloyd's mum?
When they go, Lloyd Daniels, on X Factor, I do still think of football Lloyd in my show, I do. Lloyd is still alive and well with his voice gradually breaking in Oswald Street.
His voice must have broken now. He must be starting to get hair in strange places and everything, surely.
And it doesn't probably sound the same as it did. He gave his World Cup advice, didn't he, little Lloyd?
Yes, that was 3.5 years ago.
Yeah. So now he's fine.
But thanks for asking, Lloyd's mum.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott and Timmy, me and my mum love listening to the podcast and think Timmy is great. Imagine mum's shock when she went online to order a cardigan from La Redoute, a fashion catalogue, to find they have pinched Timmy's catchphrase, bang on trend. The cardigan was described and the end piece stated this item was bang on trend. Love you, Sarah, off of Essex.
See, I told you, Sarah, Timmy doesn't just do fashion, he is fashion.
He's got, you know, brands like La Redoute following him, then, you know, he's really going up in the world of fashion.
We'll pass that on to Timmy, he's on a course today. I don't think he's going to be happy that people are copying his phrase, though.
No, well, maybe he's done a deal with La Redoute. Mm.
A couple of other people
saw it. Doesn't sound as good when I say it, does it, really?
A couple of people saw it on TV the other night on that... there's a show with Sue Perkins on, off of Mel and Sue. She mentioned bang on trend as well. I got a few emails about that. Mm. Back off, Perkins. Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Are you trying to start a feud with Sue Perkins?
If you want to get... If you want to get on Dear Scott.
Have you moved off the drummer from the Magic Numbers and now taking someone harder?
Yes.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.